From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Leaders of eight leading world economies are meeting today at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains to discuss the European debt crisis. Mike Froman is President Obama's Deputy National Security Advisor on International Economics. He says the leaders agree they hope Greece can remain part of the Eurozone.
There are a lot of important choices that Greece faces in the coming weeks. They're in the midst of an election campaign. They need to choose a government. That government needs to choose an economic strategy. And as they do that, the G8 wanted to affirm their interest that Greece stays part of the Eurozone while respecting its commitments.
The summit is to wrap up tonight. The world leaders will then travel to Chicago for a two-day NATO summit, which opens tomorrow. President Obama's re-election campaign is launching a new website to help voters navigate a slew of state and local voting laws, including new ones requiring photo ID and limiting early voting. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The website is called gottavote.org. Bob Bauer, the campaign's general counsel, says it's a one-stop shop for those looking for answers to important questions such as,
when do I have to register by? What do I need to bring to the polls? Can I vote early? Where is my polling place?
The information is state-specific and available in English and Spanish. It's part of the Democrats' effort to sign up as many new voters as possible and to make sure that new voting restrictions don't discourage those most likely to vote Democratic from going to the polls. Democrats and voting rights groups are fighting the laws in court, but they want to educate voters just in case the new requirements are still in effect in November. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
At least 10 people were killed and 3 more wounded in a suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan today. The attacker targeted an Afghan police checkpoint. NPR's Amit Shafi reports.
Afghan officials say the police were searching cars when the attacker walked out of his vehicle and set off his explosives, killing over a dozen civilians and also 2 police officers. Khost province lies at the border with Pakistan. The Haqqani network has a stronghold inside the Pakistani border areas where they frequently attack Afghan and U.S.-led NATO forces. Amit Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
Chinese activist Cheng Guangcheng is on his way to the United States, ending a month-long diplomatic dispute. Chinese officials today allowed him to travel to the U.S. to further his education. Here he is speaking in Mandarin with a reporter before getting on a plane in Beijing. Cheng was saying he hopes that his supporters understand why he's leaving China. He's heading to Newark. He'd been in prison and under house arrest for 7 years when he escaped in April and sought sanctuary in the U.S. Embassy. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A private company was supposed to launch a supply ship to the International Space Station this morning from Cape Canaveral, but the mission was aborted a half second before liftoff. The onboard computers automatically shut everything down when they detected a problem in one engine. Tuesday is the earliest that SpaceX can try again. This was the first attempted launch by several private U.S. companies, hoping to take over the job of delivering cargo to the space station now that the shuttle mission has ended. The second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown is being run today at Pimlico Racecourse outside Baltimore. Art Buist of member station WYPR reports this year's Preakness will offer a rematch of the top 2 Kentucky Derby finishers.
I'll Have Another came from behind to edge out Bodemeister at the Derby. The winner wasted no time getting to Pimlico, arriving less than 48 hours after his victory, the earliest arrival in recent memory. Trainer Doug O'Neill thinks that's working well for him.
The horse has settled in beautifully, and now as you see other horses kind of rush in, you know, I feel like we have an edge.
Bob Baffert, Bodemeister's trainer, has one of the best records in Preakness history with 5 wins. He didn't bring his horse to Pimlico until Wednesday, but he thinks Bodemeister will have enough time to settle in.
You know what, you never know, but I could always use that for an excuse.
The odds makers have made Baffert's Bodemeister the favorite to win the 137th running of the Preakness. For NPR News, I'm Art Buist in Baltimore.
A Japanese woman beat her own record today. Tami Watanabe reached the summit of Mount Everest, becoming the oldest woman to climb the mountain. She became the oldest 10 years ago. This time, she's 73. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.